It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, Kanye, huh? How about old Yeezus? Make an old Alex Jones even go like, hey, bro, you need to chill. Hey, calm down. I'm trying to think of examples of someone who was like really wacky or all in one way, and then someone was so much more than them in that regard that even they were like, yo, bro, just chill. And that's what you got with Alex Jones and Kanye yesterday. I keep seeing different things that people are saying about this, and I got a couple of thoughts. One, and I'll start here. Well, first, let me play the audio. I'm sure most of you have heard it. It's everywhere, at least this main piece of it, the commentary about Hitler.
I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler. I think that's where you lost some folks, because here's the thing. Like, no one's going to side with Hitler on things. Probably not. Maybe Kyrie. Maybe possibly Kyrie Irving. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe so. But other than that, most people, most sane, rational people that aren't Nazis would be like, hey, you know what, Hitler? Not great. This guy did bad things. Not a great guy. Most people would. But they could even listen to your point maybe and go, you know, and doesn't mean that it makes it right, but somebody could listen to you go, yo, even Hitler did good things, and you would go, well, you know, apparently, like the old story is Hitler loves dogs or whatever the story was. Like, okay, there is that. Now, it doesn't change the fact that you're, you know, one of the worst humans to ever walk the face of the earth. I'm sure OJ loved a lot of things. OJ loved golf. You know, there's something good about him. OJ loved golf. Yeah, OJ also sliced a couple people's heads off, allegedly. So, like, you can't just overlook the really heinous things somebody did because they did some reasonably nice things. Like, hey, did you know that that one day Hitler went to a Goodwill and donated all of his old shoes? That's a nice thing to do. He didn't have to do that. He also killed 6 million people and was responsible for killing 6 million people. Yeah, but did you know that, you know, Hitler really, really enjoyed volunteering at the animal shelter? That's great. 6 million people. So you get the point. But I do think people would hear that and go, okay, like, even the guy, like, these kids walked into the convenience store here in Nashville the other day. Two 15-year-old kids walked into a convenience store, shot the clerk in cold blood. The clerk is dead. And those kids are done for the rest of their lives, as they should be. They are criminals. They killed a man for no reason. There was no self-defense, nothing. They killed him. And they should be held responsible and treated like adults and everything. Totally. But even those kids, if you look back on something they did, maybe they have a nice spot in their heart for something. Old people, animals, maybe they helped a woman grab something off the top shelf at Walmart, which I did multiple times the other day at Walmart, not trying to pat myself on the back. But I became like a universal, you know, reacher-upper guy at Walmart the other day. I was walking through the groceries and some old lady, it was like 2 p.m, she goes, can you help me grab these chips off the top? I said, sure, ma'am, I can do that for you. I walk a little bit further. Another lady goes, I'm trying to reach the orange Gatorade Zeros. Can you help me? And I grab him, and she goes, you remind me of my grandson. I said, oh, is he fat too? And she's like, what? I said, I'm just joking. I bet he's handsome. And then she was done with me after that. She's like, I don't get your fucking humor. Get the fuck out of here. Just grab my fucking Gatorade and leave, you schmuck. But anyway, everybody has done something nice. There's no one who just got shat out of the womb and never had positive thoughts or never helped anybody, right? So that part of it, you could go, all right, I don't buy it, but at least there's something. And even at the end of that, when our friend Kanye here goes, you know, everybody's got something. If he would have said, and I've got a list of things that Kanye could have said. If at the end of that he would have said, even Hitler, or, and that includes Hitler, or a cartoon by Hitler, or, and Hitler as the beaver, or any of that, you probably would have gone, okay, this guy's a lunatic and he's sympathizing with Hitler. He's a fucking dipshit. But you'd at least go, okay, everybody has done something nice at some point. Even the worst of the worst of the worst. Let us not forget that Charles Manson made sweet music at one point, right? Everybody's done something nice for somebody. Someone's done something nice. So I could listen to that and go, okay, I mean, you're wrong and stupid and you're a moron and you're clearly fucked in the head and off your meds, but I can at least listen to that little point and go, yeah, I guess maybe Hitler did do something nice at some point. Even Hitler, or including Hitler. When you give me the especially Hitler, I think that's when you officially lose everyone, because especially indicates that he's even better than the nice. Like, so that, like, Hitler has done nice, even Hitler, especially Hitler.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I see good things about Hitler also. The Jews.
Now, to be fair, you also lose me there with, hey, I see nice things about Hitler. Again, I can entertain it. You can say Hitler loved dogs, or Hitler loved his meth. Like, there were things that made him human. Every monster has something that humanizes them, right? That's kind of why I thought that Jojo Rabbit movie was funny. Is it wasn't meant to humanize Hitler in the sense that it was supposed to make him a sympathetic figure, but it just kind of showed, like, what it must be like if this evil Führer was someone who, like, what did he do when he wasn't being an evil Führer? You know, he loved his woman, right? Like, there are these things, and that part's not exactly wrong per se.
Love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Something of value they brought to the table. Hey, listen, especially Hitler.
Hitler.
Yes, especially. And that's where you lose people on that one. There's a lot of things you could have said there. Now, all that said, one of the things I've seen from people is that we've got to stop giving Kanye West a platform, right? We keep getting that. And do I think he's bringing anything of merit? No. But I think there's a lot of people who do a lot of things that bring no merit to anything. My main point would be this to those who say, we got to stop paying attention to Kanye and shut him up. I believe the opposite. I believe that you need stupid people to be stupid and outwardly stupid as often as possible to let you know to avoid these people and to keep exposing that they are stupid. Nothing positive came out of that for Kanye yesterday. Like, literally, the internet is going, you know, Alex Jones doesn't seem so crazy compared to old Kanye yesterday. Like, you need more of that. Now, I'll bring in the argument, which would be, but you give these guys a platform, then they find extremists, and the extremists agree with them, and then they go out and do stupid stuff that this guy probably wouldn't do, but they go out and take it to the extreme. Maybe. But, I mean, how do you gauge what's acceptable to say and what's not acceptable to say? Like, where is the line? Like, Elon Musk has banned him from Twitter, right? There are a ton of people on Twitter every day that are going to go there and tell you that white people are truly terrible. They will say white people are the worst. They're evil. They are bad. Cops are evil and bad. That spreads misinformation about people. That puts an unnecessary target on the backs of people. And by the way, I used white people as an example, but there are a bunch of people that probably think that Chinese people are bad, or Koreans are bad, or Mexicans or Cubans. So, and those things never really draw anybody's attention. So where is the line? This is not me defending, you know, saying, hey, by the way, guys, Hitler, what a mensch. That's not what I'm doing here. What I'm saying is, where is the line? And the sub-question in that is, how much of stupid people do we need to see to keep exposing them? Like, it's good. I forgot who it was who told me this. It was somebody I know, football player, but I just forgot which one. But so it was telling me about his coach. It might have been ND. He was telling me about his coaches and stuff when he was in high school. And they would say that, like, or I don't even know if this was the one about the coaches or if this is just an observation of his. But he always kind of liked it or at least appreciated when he would see a Confederate flag at someone's house or on their T-shirt. Because, like, when you see that Confederate flag, 9 times out of 10, if you're a black guy, I would imagine, 10 times out of 10, if you're a black guy, you see a guy in a Confederate flag and you go, yeah, I'm not going to run the risk of fucking with this guy. He may not like me. I mean, maybe it means nothing. Maybe it's just some good old Southern boy that views the Confederate flag as a symbol of Southern pride, which is very possible, right? We can get into that debate, whatever. But if you're a black dude and you see a dude with a Confederate flag outside of his house, you're like, I'm going to go the other way. It's like a warning sign. It's, hey, I'd rather know that you're a racist, or rather know that I at least assume you're a racist because of a flag or something. I'd at least like to know that, and then I will not deal with you. Like, that was the talk about, like, Philadelphia. Like, some dudes I've talked to who lived in the South and in Philly are like, you know, like in Philly, they do a better job of hiding the racism, but the racism is there. It's not, you know, redneck, hillbilly, if heaven ain't a lot like Dixie racism, but it's, you know, it's Spike Lee movie type racism, you know, it's Danny Aiello racism. Like, that's the kind of stuff you get. The difference being is that the racism up in the Northeast is hidden, and in the South, there's just some guy with his shotgun and his Confederate flag playing dueling banjos and fucking his sister, and you're like, oh, okay, I know to avoid this guy. I will. So I think it's good when you see stupid people being stupid. Is it dangerous at times? Yeah, because I think people are wackos. And that's kind of the debate is, like, how much is enough? Like, we've seen enough of Kanye to know he's crazy that maybe, do I deplatform people? No, you should always have a voice no matter how fucked up what you're saying is. And I think publicly people will eventually stop following you and acknowledging you, and they'll just, you know, they'll view you as the man that yells at cloud, right? So, like, that will always be the case. But at what point is it enough where you're like, all right, this guy's a lunatic and we just got to move on? And how do you compare that to someone who just keeps rambling on and he's not threatening? You know, how do you determine what's threatening and what's not? Because I believe that LeBron is a very dangerous individual. Like, do I believe that he's legitimately a lunatic like Kanye? No. But I believe that he says a lot of dangerous shit, and he's got a bunch of followers that kind of follow his lead, and they view him as some guy who's a leader to them. And when guys like LeBron come out and they post pictures of cops and end up being wrong about it, or LeBron pulls the shit he pulled the other day with, why aren't you asking me about Jerry Jones, helping perpetuate this idea that some 14-year-old kid standing at a fucking thing 65 years ago was akin to fucking Mississippi burning or something. Like, that's dangerous. That is dangerous rhetoric. The Sean Kings of the world are dangerous. How do we determine when they've hit a peak dangerous level where it's like, all right, you got to go? How do we determine that? How do we determine what is legitimately dangerous and what is just, you know, hey, that's just keeping it real? Like, how do we determine that? Kanye is I don't even know that Kanye is a racist. I think Kanye's just a fucking lunatic. I think he's a crazy person. I think he's off his meds. And this is a hot take, I'd really like to see him and Britney just fuck it out, and just, it'd be the most crazy people sex ever. But anyway, when I think about that, what is the level? Like, when does it stop? Like, when does it go from this guy's funny wacky to this guy probably needs to be deplatformed wacky because he's crazy? And how much of it is the responsibility of the people? Like, and by that I mean, how much of it is the responsibility of the Twitters and the YouTubes and everybody to shield people from wacky shit, and how much of it is, hey, they're going to see wacky shit, people have to make their own decisions and determine what they believe on their own? And I, generally speaking, I'm a believer in let all the dumb shit be out there. Smart people will run away from that shit. But will they? I think people have become kind of dumber and lonelier and more secluded, and maybe they're more extreme than they used to be. So either way, I mean, Kanye's a fucking lunatic. And I did see someone in media say, we've got to stop paying attention to Kanye. You know, yesterday obviously was something because he said something like, hey, by the way, Hitler, not bad. What a guy. So that's obviously going to make news. The more Kanye does shit, the less it's going to make news. Like, he's just going to kind of fade away. And that's kind of the way these things work. And I don't know how many followers Kanye has. Like, am I sure there are some dudes out there that hate Jews? Sure. White people, black people, whatever, hate Jews. I'm sure those exist. Or in Kanye's case, he doesn't hate Jews. He loves everybody, but he really supports Hitler. Which I don't know that they can be the same. Hey, love Jews, also love Hitler. It's like saying, big Eagles fan, also love Troy Aikman. It really doesn't work that way. You kind of have to pick a side in that one. I mean, if you love Jews, I mean, it's not good. Probably not good. But anyway, to be continued.